Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled A Few Acceptable Words.
The responsorial psalm for today is taken from Psalm 19, and the response is taken from John 6:63, in case you'd like to repeat it along with me. And it is, "Your words, Lord, are spirit and life." The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. Let the words of my mouth and the thought of my heart find favor before you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Psalm 19:14, especially the New Revised Standard Version, is so beautiful to me and so inviting and also so aspirational. After many years of reflection, I still sometimes find it easy to lose my vision of acceptable words and acceptable meditation in the specific circumstances of daily life. And then the many, many ways that I've fallen short will come to me later, you know, at 3 a.m. when I'd rather be sleeping. But I do continue to practice. So today, in case you too would like to practice acceptable words and acceptable meditation, I offer a Lenten interpretation of Psalm 19:14 for you. And here's how it goes. Let the words of my mouth, when my child asks why for the 100th time, when customer service has me on hold for 20 minutes and never actually gives any service, when my computer crashes again, whenever selfishness and injustice rule instead of compassion and mercy, and all the other times that I am called upon to speak today, and the meditation of my heart, when a friend turns inexplicably away, when I am afraid of climate change or illness or death, when I go to bed angry with someone I care about, whenever the day's private or public anxieties rob me of peace and paralyze my willingness or ability to follow Christ, and all of the other times that I am called upon not to speak today, let these words of our mouths and meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. O Lord, our rock. O Lord, our redeemer. Amen.